Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike, I've heard the narrative before that like networks can protect games. And I've never really understood if that's true or not. And I don't think I got to ask you about this last year. So I'm interested in it because a couple of years ago, the Bills and the Chiefs play that all-time great AFC divisional game. And everybody thinks, well, the next year, that's got to be a primetime game. And then it's a 425 CBS game. And then a bunch of people say, well, CBS got a chance to protect that game. And then last year, once again, the Bills and Chiefs was a 425 CBS game. Do networks get to protect games from their competitors?
Not in May. All the decisions that are being made when the schedule comes out in May, league office decision, Commissioner Goodell decision. Nobody gets to protect anything now. They can ask, they can encourage, they can request, they can twist arms. They have very long memories and they might remind us, hey, we haven't had this game in 6 years, or you took this game away from us last time. When Tom Brady was at the Patriots and Peyton Manning was at the Colts, and the Colts and the Patriots played each other every year, we sort of had like a little bit of a rotation. Like it was on Sunday night 1 year, CBS the next. Sunday night 1 year, CBS the next. Mm-hmm. All that's out the window now. Again, every game's a jump ball. Nobody protects anything in April and May. Schedule comes out. Once the schedule is released, though, once the season gets rolling, when we get into the weeks of flexible scheduling, mm-hmm. when we might be able to change a game for the Sunday night, the Monday night, or the Thursday night game in any week, that's when the Sunday afternoon partners, CBS and Fox, each get one protection each week. So if we decide to put Buffalo, Kansas City on CBS, and it's in week 9 through 17, when we get to those weeks, if we're thinking about a flexible scheduling change for Sunday night, Monday night, or Thursday night, then we go to CBS and we say, hey, if we're going to make a change to one of the primetime packages, we need you to tell us which is the one game each week you want to protect. Do you want to protect Buffalo, Kansas City in week 9? The answer to that is, of course we do. Thank you so much for giving it to us in May.
Right.
So nobody gets a protection now. Nobody squats on anything. They do have some minimum appearance rules, and that plays into some of what the league is thinking about when they're building this schedule. You can, you know, kill two birds with one stone if you put a big Kansas City 425 game against Buffalo on CBS in week 9. But CBS doesn't get to squat on that yet. If it's scheduled for CBS, then when we get to it, they would get to protect it.
What do you mean by minimum appearance rules?
Well, again, CBS is going to get a minimum number of Chiefs games each year,
okay.
a minimum number of Bills games each year. You put a Bills-Chiefs game on CBS, that checks two boxes for us, knowing yeah. we've got to get to our minimums for Buffalo and Kansas City. If we decide to take the Buffalo-Kansas City game and put it on Sunday night, now you have a hole in your CBS schedule for Kansas City and a hole in your CBS schedule for Buffalo. And how do you end up filling those holes? And maybe it's two games, and maybe those two games combined don't equal the value to CBS of the one Buffalo-Kansas City game. But we're not doing our jobs if we're not looking at hundreds, thousands of schedules. We should look at Buffalo-Kansas City on Sunday night. We should look at Buffalo-Kansas City as a CBS doubleheader. It should be in the mix for a Fox doubleheader. It should be in the mix for Monday Night Football. It should be in the mix for Thursday Night Football. What's the best use of all 272 games, not just the best use of the Buffalo-Kansas City?
Can you tell us the minimum number, or is that fluid?
It's fluid. It's fluid okay. not only by team, but it's fluid by year.
Okay.
So that CBS can react in a year. You know, everybody's wondering who's the next big team. Like, let's not forget, like 10 years ago, Kansas City was not Kansas City. So, you know, this year, of course, it's Kansas City, but 3 years, 5 years from now, maybe CBS doesn't want to be trapped into having Kansas City as their extra appearance team. Maybe Pittsburgh, maybe the Jets, maybe the Bills, whoever it is that is the primary focus for them in each given year, they've got the opportunity each year to adjust who they get the maximum number of appearances from.
Mike, I have one big picture question, and then, you know, we can talk more logistics. I'm fascinated by storytelling. And you even said it at the beginning of this podcast, You need to tell a story, and you have all of these opportunities to tell a story. What does the league value in storytelling? What's at the top of the list of like, okay, we know this is what we need to accomplish, and this is what we prioritize? Because as a consumer and also somebody who covers the league, I think that's really interesting.
Yeah, it is. I mean, obviously, every game has a story to it, but some games have a bigger story than others. And if there's something that the fans are really interested in, this Buffalo-Kansas City game that you're talking about, it's a good barometer. You put that game on Sunday Night Football, and it probably does 23 to 25 million viewers. That's an awful lot of people who are going to be willing to stay awake Sunday night until, 11:30 at night on the East Coast, hopefully after having watched the 1 o'clock window and the 4 o'clock window that day, and maybe even the 9:30 a.m. window that day. Like, you're talking about 12 hours of NFL football. That's asking a lot. So you put a game like Buffalo, Kansas City on Sunday night, that probably gives people a reason to stay and tune in and watch. You put that game on Sunday afternoon, CBS, Fox, 425, you actually probably beat that number. You probably get closer to 30 million. So is that a better use of that asset? We're trying to grow the Amazon brand and shift consumer behavior and help people find Amazon Prime on a Thursday night. You want people to find Amazon Prime? Put Bills Chiefs there. People will find it, right? Look at what we did with Peacock last year when you put a Chiefs playoff game on Peacock. Our fans will find the games that they care about. So we need to know which games they care the most about. And they tell us every day. They tell us every time they interact with the league, every time they call into one of your shows, every time they post something on social media, every time they change their quarterback on their fantasy team, every time they buy a hat or a t-shirt or a ticket, every time they follow somebody on Instagram, every time they place a legal bet, every time they interact with the league, they're telling us what's important to them. And if we're not listening, then we're not doing our jobs. If we took that Buffalo Kansas City game and we put it on CBS at 1 o'clock Eastern in a window with eight other NFL games, and that game might only be available then in 28, 29, 30% of the country, that's not the best use of that asset. That game belongs to our fans. We're not doing our jobs if we're putting it in a place where as many fans as possible can't see it. So which of the games with the most storylines? Is it quarterbacks returning to their old teams? Is it coaches returning to their old teams? Is it rookies playing their first game in prime time? Is it rematches of playoff games like you mentioned? Like, what are those biggest games? What are the must-see TV games? And then can you spread them out across all the partners, all the weeks? Can you have something every week that feels like a story game? And then we, the NFL, has to do a good job, and our broadcast partners have to do a good job marketing it, promoting it, reminding people this game is this week. Tune in. Once the game starts, out of our hands, right? 21-0 at the end of the first quarter. Maybe people are going to turn the TV off. But that doesn't seem to happen that much in this league anymore. Right. Everybody's so well coached, and the analytics, and just doesn't seem like blowouts happen anymore. So we got to do everything we can to identify those storylines, work with our partners to promote them and market them, get people to the television at kickoff, and then hope the game is good enough to keep them there. We have made it really easy to follow the game without watching the game, right? You don't have to sit there for 3 hours, but within 2 minutes of the final gun on your phone, you got all the highlights you need, all the playoff implications, all the touchdowns, all the fantasy implications, all the officiating controversies. Like, it's all right here within minutes. What do we have to do to make you sit there and watch it for 3 hours? We got to make it compelling. We got to get the big storyline games into the biggest windows so the fans are going to get a chance to see the games they want to see.